Welcome to Words for the Wise with your host, Deshaun Williams.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you?
I am wonderful. How about you?
Doing awesome and amazing. Getting better and better by the day. My cut running over. I'm moonwalking on water. I'm on the top shelf looking up. Lord, keep blessing me time and time again. If I was doing any better,
you would be me.
No, I would be in Montego Bay, Jamaica this weekend.
Oh.
So what are you up to?
I am actually waiting on 9 p.m. to go release my first podcast episode.
That's what's up.
Episode 0 coming your way.
So how does it feel being a co-host of Words for the Wise and being a host of your own podcast?
It's awesome and amazing and also stressful and nerve-wracking.
What's so stressful about it?
Getting my times down, making sure everything's in order, making sure we got everything proper, secure, right.
And then you're also an admin on the Words for the Wise page.
Yes,
and a graphic designer for it.
Yep, for sure.
Well, I know exactly how you feel considering writing books and trying to get a website made up so that every link can be on one website so that people don't have to go to all these different links to get to merchandise, to the podcast, and all this.
Oh, yeah.
So, if I remember correctly, because I'm not going to hold you long since you're waiting on 9 o'clock. About a few, I'll say, about a week ago, You was in a car accident.
Correct.
How did that impact you?
I want to say, for one, I'm even blessed to be here considering the rubbish that I walked out of. So thank God I'm still here today to be able to push through my dreams, manifest everything that I'm dreaming of, and to make sure I push forward on getting the stuff done that I needed to. I know me and you talked about when I came back from my trip that we were going to go ahead and get the ball rolling on starting up my podcast and my YouTube channel. So I'm on that now. So it's just causing me to push further, even harder.
If I remember correctly, 3 days after your wreck, I believe, I just hit you out the blue. So one thing y'all need to know about me, when I send a text message, I do not specify. I will have you guessing.
He does not, and it is very irritating. He will send me something that says like 250. Okay, 250 what? 250 the time, 250 that's how many likes we have. Like, what are you talking about, sir? I need more detail.
I would just hit you like with this 1 to 2 word message, or I'll just hit you with, I hope you're ready, and you don't know what I'm talking about. But in my mind, you're supposed to know what I'm talking about. It's just how I process stuff. So, I messaged you. I was like, so I got some good news for you. And I forgot what you said. And
I was like, what's the good news? Are you coming to get me? I haven't even gotten dressed yet if you're pulling up.
Yeah. I was like, no. Nah. Congrats on being the new podcast, becoming my co-host for my podcast. Like, when did this happen just now?
Nonchalantly, just now. Like, oh, we didn't discuss this. We didn't. We had no expectations that this was going to happen. It just happened.
Right, right. It was just like a spur of the moment. I was like, well, she's been on the show more than any other guest I've had. And people always ask about it. So why not make her a co-host? So since making you a co-host, we've boosted our Facebook page, which went from 184 to 303 likes the last time I looked at it. New merchandise has been made. I actually just ordered some for myself. And then you was able to get the name of your podcast set up along with the YouTube channel. So for all the people out there, would you mind telling them what the name of your podcast is going to be and what it's going to be about?
So I am pleased to announce that after a long, hard decision on what my podcast was going to be about and the name of it, it's called Dream Pushing. I named it and entitled it Dream Pushing. What my podcast is going to be about is basically being the best version of yourself that you can be. Because every day we learn something new. Every day we fight through struggles, whether it's the good struggles, the bad, or the downright ugly struggles. The question is, are you the best version of yourself? And in that, I do want to grasp the concept of talking about everyday life. Like, even if it's not something you can relate to, maybe it's somebody that is dependent on you that can relate to it. That way they can hear it. I just want people to be the best version of themselves. Because at one point in time, I was the absolute worst version of myself. And I'm becoming better and better by the day.
So with Dream Pushing, is it one word or is it going to be two words?
It is one word.
One word. Awesome.
It's one word with a capital D and a capital P.
All right. I could have took that so many places, but we being professional.
I should have added an A in there so it'd be capital DAP. Just dap them on up.
Right. But also, with your YouTube channel, is that also going to be named the same thing?
It is. Basically, the YouTube channel is going to be labeled as Dream Pushing. The reason why that is going to be is because it's pretty much going to have the same concept as my podcast, plus the podcast that I am co-hosting with you, which is Words for the Wise. I'm taking both of them. I'm going to merge them both together. And on top of that, I am going to merge in our business with it, because together between Words for the Wise, the Dream Pushing podcast, and our business, basically it's still Dream Pushing. So it's going to tie everything in together just to show you that you can make it through your dreams. I'm going to make it through mine. I know Deshaun's going to make it through his, and hopefully we inspire others to keep pushing through their dreams.
Oh, yeah. Because I'll be the first to say, I don't expect to be working
paycheck to paycheck for the rest of my life. It's something I believe that we were not meant, that we were not created for. But at the same time, so I remember you said that you are the inspiration and I'm the motivation. So you inspire people to go for their dreams. I motivate them to go for their dreams. So we kind of work hand in hand. But at the same time, people need to realize, like, I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and they told me that they was having a bad day, they was going through a lot, and they just didn't want to talk. They didn't want to, like, when I messaged them, it took them 2.5 days to message me back. Sometimes they can be me, but I asked them, I was like, what's going on? Well, I'm going through a lot. Okay, I understand that, but can I be honest with you? Sure. We're all going through something, but at the same time, we have to know what we're going through is only for a short period of time. We have to use that to motivate ourselves to push harder to get where we want to be in life. Because if you don't, and you just stay in that little funk, then you have now became content with what is going on in your life. And if you're content with that, you're going to stay there. But also, what you allow to come in is what you will continue to allow. So if you allow it once, you're going to continue to allow it. With me, I used to allow disrespect. Cheyenne can tell you exactly how I feel on that now. I don't tolerate disrespect at all. It's block and keep going. What's that?
Correct. And it took a long, hard time to get him to where he's at now on the fact that he is the motivation. He motivates me every day. Like with my car accident, I have weak muscles, I have torn ligaments, I have a torn meniscus, but he come over here and he would pick me up and he would take me out to make me walk, to get my leg strength up, to get me motivated. He is the true definition of motivation. Whereas me, I am the true definition of inspiration. If I have something that's on my mind and my mind set, we're going to get through it. We're going to do it. So I had to inspire him to quit arguing with folks and start blocking them.
So when she talks about getting her leg strength up, kind of like when we went to Walmart the other day, and I told you you need to walk faster.
Hobble faster. There was no walking. There was hobbling. I was hobbling.
But, you know, what's that saying that we always use? No emotion when in motion.
Correct. No emotions while in motion.
Because if you allow your emotions to get the best of you, well, you've just lost the battle that you didn't have to be in. Block and move on. Because eventually, they're going to come back. They might have a whole new Facebook, phone number, whatever. And if you're like me, I got a Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and something else I can't remember. But they'll end up finding you on something, on a new account, just so that they can watch and see what you're doing. Those people that look down on you now, they're going to be asking you later down the road, hey, what you doing? How can I get on that?
Yeah, I have something to add to that.
All right.
Your biggest revenge in life is going to be success.
Oh, yeah. But it's also like people say they are humble and that they are very humble. Like the post that I shared to the podcast Instagram page the other day. Unless you can wait on and serve the person who did you dirty and not try to look for revenge on them, that is when you are humble, when you try not to get revenge on them. So are we, so as humans, are we really humble, or do we say that? Just say that, just say it. Because for me, I know I'm humble to an extent, but I still like to knock some heads off some shoulders sometimes.
Correct. That's like our director. She posted today. She said, people are in secret competition with you and still losing.
Exactly. So, since it's about to be that time, I'm going to go ahead and let you go so that you can get ready and launch your first episode of Dream Pushing, which I cannot wait to hear. So, with that being said, I hope you have a good night, and I cannot wait to hear your first episode.
All right, good night, and hopefully I hear some of our listeners from this podcast. On to my next. I will see y'all there.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that will bring us to the end of this week's episode of Words for the Wise. And once again, as always, I am your host, Deshaun Williams. And I just want to thank you for tuning in into this week's episode. If you have not already, you can subscribe to this podcast. And also, to help out this podcast so that it can continue running, if you would not mind, if anything whatsoever, you can donate to help this podcast keep going, as there is always merchandise and equipment that need to be bought to keep everything in order. So, once again, my name is Deshaun Williams, and I am your host for Words for the Wise, and this is not goodbye, but this is until next time.